We're going to be talking about Jaws 2018 today. As most of you know, the beta has come and gone in all of its iterations, and now Jaws 2018 is an official release. They have not yet sent out the CDs, as far as I know, you know, for those of us who have SMAs, but that didn't really stop me. I just downloaded it from the website and installed it. The numbering system has changed. It used to be that we had Jaws 16 and 17 and 18, and now we have Jaws 2018. And when the new release comes out next year, it will be called Jaws 2019. And the reason for that was Freedom Scientific has so many different products. They've got Zoom Text and Jaws and I don't even know what else. It was getting to the point where nobody could figure out what number belong to what anymore. So they decided to go with a uniform numbering system and treat it kind of like the way car dealers do when the new cars come out. So the new cars come out, say, in August or September of 2017, and they're called the 2018 model. And so they did the same thing with screen reader. The next interesting thing about the new Jaws is that they have changed the talking installer. Now, you remember when you used to install Jaws that you used to have, it had to download a talking installer and install that, and then it had to download a bunch of other stuff. Well, it's a lot more streamlined. Let's,
come on. Our Internet Explorer button. Microsoft Edge button.
Okay, so we have Microsoft Edge.
Microsoft Edge.
Now, what I have found
Microsoft
with
Edge
is that it's very, very erratic. When it works quite nicely, but it doesn't always work. I think it's going to be a very nice browser once they get everything to work with the screen reader the way it's supposed to. One of the first things you notice about it is that it does not have any kind of a menu bar. So pressing the Alt key does nothing. So the way you get to the various things is to tab around, and so we'll do that.
Add notes button. Settings and more button. Search colon edit.
Okay, we have a search.
Enter in banner. List with two items. Enter in search. Web search button.
Now, it's weird because one of the things it does, and I haven't searched for anything in particular, but once you get past this, you get into
navigate the politics topics page button.
You get to a page that shows your feeds, and I never set any of these up, so I don't know how all of this got set up. I think it's just what Microsoft in its infinite wisdom thinks you might want to have. One of the things I've noticed with Edge is that I have not yet found a way to change search providers, so when you get into Edge, you're stuck with bada bing, bada boom. That's the one you get. You can set a home page. You can set it to open in a blank page. You can set it to open with what they call top sites, which are sites that you have visited. You have some options. What I did was I went past the edit box where I could have typed in a search, and I got to the search button, and it dumped me into this page that looks like it has various feeds on it.
Navigate the politics topics page button.
So, for instance, if I want to navigate, well, let's see.
Navigate the less topics page button. Navigate the world topics page button. Navigate the technology topics page button.
Yeah, let's go to technology here. So I'll
navigate the technology
enter
topics
on that.
Page button. Start.
Because I'm not a real skilled Edge user, there are probably much smoother ways to get through what I'm trying to get through here.
Search colon search the web edit. Land. Exit in banner, exit list, exit in search, land. Navigate to my feed topics page button.
Now I'm gonna hit an H and hope that I get to some kind of a header here.
Enter in my feed name. Link it's time to stop trusting Google search already provided by The Verge. Link it's time to stop trusting Google search already provided by The Verge. Land. Link mid-range smartphones with bezel-less display in the works provided by International Business Times. Link mid-range smartphones with bezel-less display in the works provided by International Business Times.
So what I'm doing here is I'm just using the down arrow to read the various links, and I think what it did when I hit that H was to go to the main part of the page where these feeds are that gives me a whole list of links that I can pick and choose to open up, one of which I'll do now. What am I on here?
Link mid-range smartphones with bezel-less display in the works provided by International Business Times.
Yeah, that
Link
looks
can choose a new computer. Start here. Provided by user today.
Oh, wait a minute.
Link can choose a new computer. Land. Link mid-range smartphones.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Mid-range smartphones with bezel-less display in the works provided by International Business Times Link. Mid-range smartphones with bezel-less display in the works. Mid-range smartphones with bezel-less display in the works. H. Search colon edit. H. Escape. Exiting banner. Entering banner. 2/56. Exiting banner. Link International Bit. Ratio J. 2HRS ago. Link share on LinkedIn. Link share on LinkedIn. Link share on link tweet. Link tweet. Link share.
I'm trying to get down to the text. See if I can do that with an N.
Not available in Edge for non-link text.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so this is some of the stuff that they've still got to fix. But let's see what happens when we try to look for a heading list, because that's what I'd like to find.
No heading found.
Yeah, that's not always the case, because I have had pages where there were definitely headings, and I was able to find them with an H command.
Link heading level 2 cardiologist warns colon throw up. Link heading level 2 shoppers are. Link heading level 2 the best gymnast of all time. Link heading level 2 Apple food. Samson is.
Now see, it lied because it said there were no headings, but I've been hitting an H and I've been finding headings. I have to say that at this point, I wouldn't make Edge your default browser yet. I think Edge itself may work very nicely if you don't have a screen reader. And I think JAWS would like you to believe that things are a little further along than they are, but I really think, well, two things that I have found. When I was able to get to text and read it, I found that it would read for a while and then it would stop for no particular reason. It would just stop and pause for maybe 10 or 15 or 20 seconds, and maybe it would go on and maybe it wouldn't. I just kind of think this is a good thing to play with if you feel like playing with stuff, but if you really want it to work, I wouldn't assume that it's going to.
Alt F4, close all button.
Yeah, okay, so now I'm finally at a point where I can close all the tabs in Edge, which I'm going to do.
Desktop, folder view.
And we're mercifully back to the desktop. Edge is not ready for primetime TV, but someday it will be. And I think when it is, it's going to be a nice browser. But, you know, they say you can always tell the pioneers by the arrows in their backs. And I feel like I've got a mess of them sticking out of mine right now. So if you come up behind me, please don't hit the arrows. So let's see. I guess the other thing we can demonstrate and is the use of the touch cursor. The touch cursor is one of those things. Have you, in recent memory, can anybody think of some things that you've tried to do in Windows where you got a screen that appeared to be blank? You moved to the JAWS cursor, and you still couldn't read the screen.
Yeah, a bunch of the Windows 10 apps
yes.
are that way.
The first one of these that I discovered was actually the Windows setting when you want to do the About thing. I'll show you. You go Windows I.
Windows I, Settings, Search Box, Find the Setting Edit, List Box, System, 1 of 13.
Okay, System is the one we want, so we hit Enter on that.
Search Box, Find the Setting Edit, System, List Box, Display, 1 of 11, and About.
And I hit the end key to get us to About. We'll hit Enter on that.
About.
Now, if I just tab through the About, here's what I get.
See details in Windows Defender link. Rename this PC button. Change product key or upgrade your edition of Windows link. Read the Microsoft Services Agreement that applies to our services link. Read the Microsoft Software License Terms link. Online support link. Get help link. Give us feedback link. Home button. Search box. System list box. About 11 of 11. See details in Windows.
Okay, so now I'm back to the first thing in About, and that's not terribly helpful, because mostly all I'm finding is the major links. But let's invoke the touch cursor, which we do by Shift plus the numpad plus, I think it's called. That's the big long key.
Touch.
Okay, so we're now using the touch cursor, and from now on, if I want to do anything, I use the left and right arrow keys to move through these various things. So I'll hit the right arrow key.
Device specifications. HP Pavilion Notebook. Device name. Laptop-F0UU2JH. Processor. Intel left parent, R right parent, Core left parent, TM right parent, i5-6200U CPU at 2.30GHZ, 2.40GHZ. Installed RAM. 8.00GB left parent, 7.89GB usable right parent. Device ID. 15AA6433-432F-4AAC-AD42-762DB9728237.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Product ID 00325-96
okay,
system type 64-bit operating system x64-based processor pen and touch. No pen or touch input is available for this display. Rename this PC button. Windows specifications. Edition. Windows 10 Home. Version. 1709. OS build. 16,299.19. Change product key or upgrade your edition of Windows. Link.
Now you're seeing some of the links that you saw before, but look at all that information that was not available to you before. Yeah.
Could you do a, would it be possible to do a select all and then copy and paste that to a Word or text file to get that information, or you can only hear it?
Select all didn't do anything. I just did a control A. So I think the way it's kind of working it is it's turned the keyboard into kind of the way your iPhone would work if you were swiping your finger to the right. I don't know if there's a way to capture all of that information and get it to the virtual viewer.
Read the Microsoft services of read the Microsoft software like support. Manufacturer. HP. Website. Online support. Link. Have a question? Get help. Link. Make Windows better. Give us feedback. Link.
So see, now you're seeing, in addition to all of the links that you saw before, you're also seeing a whole bunch of other information that you weren't seeing. Your left and right arrows move you through that information. The up and down arrows, depending on what you have done with your page up and page down keys, your up and down arrows do different things. So I'm going to push the page down key and go through the various options here.
Headings, list items, buttons, links, groups, landmarks, form controls, regions, headings.
Okay, so if headings, and that, I mean headings, if I do an up and down arrow, nothing. Doesn't do anything. And it makes these little noises, this boom, boom, to kind of tell you that you pressed a key and it actually did something. So we'll try
list items.
List items. Let's see what happens now.
You're using this sort of like a rotor right now?
Yeah.
What you're doing?
Yep.
About selected. Remote desktop. Shared experiences. Project into this PC. Multitasking.
Oh, wait a minute. What are we in here?
Tablet mode. Multi-shift remote desktop about select.
Oh, I'm in the, I know what I'm in. I'm in the list. I'm in the list of the things that you get when you're in your settings.
Right.
So now if I move to the
about. Your PC is monitored and protected. About selected.
I don't know how it
your
came
up. Your PC is monitored and protected. About selected.
I don't know.
Your PC is monitored and protected.
Okay, what I did was I did one of two things. I either did a right arrow or a tab, and when it was in this list mode, it got to this, your PC is monitored and protected. I'm not sure why it read that.
Buttons.
Okay, so if we change to buttons and we use the up and down arrows.
Rename this PC, button. Rename this PC, button.
Okay, there's only one button there, apparently.
Links.
Let's try links.
Change product key or upgrade your edition of Windows. Link. Read the Microsoft services agreement. Read the Microsoft software license for online support. Link. Get help. Link. Give us feedback.
So
online support. Read. Change.
So I can go up and down through the links with the up and down arrows. So depending on what you do with the page up and page down, that is, I guess, the equivalent of using the rotor on your phone. So that's how the touch cursor works with the set program. Well, let's get out of set here. Let's try another program. Say, for instance, the weather app.
Cortana. Cortana, start all apps checked. All pinned tiles list. Search box edit.
Okay, so I went to the start menu, and I'll type in weather.
E, weather, trust A, weather, trusted Microsoft Store app.
Okay, a trusted Microsoft Store app. What could possibly go wrong? Once again,
Fahrenheit touch list box, Fahrenheit radio button checked.
Okay, so now let me make sure I know which cursor we're on, because I think it actually figured out.
Touch cursor. Double hey. Tap to activate the PC cursor.
Hey, this is cool. The last time I was in weather, I was using the touch cursor, and it apparently remembered.
Not because you were in the touch cursor before and didn't go out of it?
Well, no, because I exited from settings.
Oh.
And as soon as you exit from settings to something else, it reverts back to the PC cursor. But apparently, all right, so let's see what we have here when we arrow around. We'll use the left and right arrows.
Celsius, radio button. Detect my location, radio button. Search, edit. Search, button. Not busy, dot, dot, dot. Progress bar, zero. Search. Not busy, dot, dot, dot. Progress bar, zero.
Okay, so I don't know quite what we're doing here. So, you know, the takeaway from this is, at least for me anyway, that when I run into situations where I can't get anything to read on the screen, I have somewhat better luck when I invoke the touch cursor and try to move around in things.
What was that, David?
What was the keystroke again?
It is the Shift plus the Numpad plus. To get back to the PC cursor, you just hit the Numpad plus twice. And if you're using an L Braille, the cord to get the touch cursor to happen is the space dots 1256.
Thank you very much for your presentation.